Breaking Down Walls by Rita Morrow. Working around construction and watching walls being torn down and new things being built in their place is exciting. It's interesting when you think about it. Walls that have been there for so many years all of a sudden come crashing down. Breaking down walls may seem like a daunting task to accomplish, but with the right leaders in charge and the proper tools being used, it becomes a success. A new day is dawning, getting rid of what doesn't work anymore and starting fresh. It doesn't come without a price. Everything has to be well calculated and planned out. Luke 14:28, for which of you, desiring to build a tower, does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to complete it? Sometimes in our personal lives, we can have emotional walls that have taken years to build up. We learn over time how to block out certain things in our lives. We don't want to deal with it, so we put it in a locked box and there it stays forever. So we think. Sooner or later it comes to the surface and we're forced to take action. Without us realizing it, this thing has managed to hold us captive over the years. We may have grown in other areas of our lives, but something has held us back from being all that God has designed us to be. There's a million things it could be. Every one of us have our own personal issues to conquer. I can make a list a mile long, but I've learned to leave it in God's hands. Psalm 9:10. And those who know your name put their trust in you. For you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. God has a way of taking something that we would rather keep buried or hidden in our past and using it in our testimony to grow us and lead us in a path specifically designed by Him. When we make the decision to put our lives in His sweet hands, He destroys the walls we've carefully built up over the years, and we begin to blossom into something we could never have imagined for ourselves. Isaiah 26:3-4. You keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock. 1 John 3:19-20, English Standard Version. By this we shall know that we are of the truth and reassure our heart before him. For whenever our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart, and he knows everything. John 13:7, English Standard Version. Jesus answered him, "What I am doing, you do not understand now, but afterward you will understand." Romans 8:28, English Standard Version. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. Have a blessed day.